This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I compiled a list of options for the New York Jets on who could become their next general manager, who could be their next savior. I'll go through it very, very quickly, and you tell me, Tiki, if you like the choices. You ready? Number one, let's start with the obvious, Bill Belichick. You give him a phone call, offer him the keys to the castle, and then he laughs.
No, he hates Woody.
Yeah, I agree with him.
Nope.
Number two, and these are guys I'm going to have to describe to a lot of the audience. They are not proven GMs yet, but here are their resumes. Number one, Mike Greenberg, not the guy from ESPN. No, it's not.
I like
not.
Greeny.
Which one?
Mike Greenberg.
The one I'm about to refer to?
No.
Or the ESPN one?
The ESPN one.
Oh, yeah. I'm not, no offense to him, I'm not endorsing him as the next GM of the Jets. Yeah. I'm endorsing this other guy who works in Tampa underneath Jason Light.
His number is in my cell phone.
Who, Mike? The Mike Greenberg I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's one of Rondé's best friends, and I'm tight with him as well.
So would he be a good choice?
He'd be a great choice.
Here's the rumor I hear about Mike Greenberg.
What's that?
And I'm telling you.
He's a New York kid.
He's a New York kid. He's a Long Island guy.
He's been a capologist.
Capologist, and grew up, and this matters, I'm sorry, grew up as a Jets fan.
Yep.
And I do think that's like a nice added bonus, because you know why?
I'm biased. I want Mike Greenberg.
So you like that choice?
Yeah, because I know him.
Well, but do you think he'd be good at the job?
He's been good at his job in Tampa.
Okay. Are you surprised I came up with Mike Greenberg?
I am pretty sure.
All right, thank you. Number two, Mike Borgonzi, the longtime assistant in Kansas City for Veach. Mm. He's been in Kansas City for like a decade. Anyone affiliated with the Chiefs and the success they've had, even though I know Pat Mahomes has a lot to do with it, Andy Reid has a lot to do with it, anyone learning under the tree of Andy Reid and Veach and everything they've accomplished.
Yeah, go get the best player at the most important position, and you'll win a lot.
Well, yeah, but I'm
just minimizing it.
I know you are. I know you are.
That's really what they did.
All right. How about Ray Agnew, the assistant general manager in Detroit?
My former teammate.
You played with Agnew?
I played with Agnew. He was with the Giants for 3 years, and he left, and he came back my first year.
Hmm. Would he
1997.
Would he be a good executive?
Well, there's an interesting tie, because Ray Agnew III is a scout for the New York Jets.
Oh. Yeah.
Son is a scout.
Yeah. I don't know if that helps, because that means he's worked for the Jets, and he's going to say, Dad,
well,
you do
Agnew's,
not want to work
Ray
here.
Ray Agnew's in a great spot right now.
Well, he's going to be one of the hottest GMs out there.
Of course.
And I think him and Ben Johnson may get connected the way Brian Daboll and Joe Shane got connected.
That's an interesting thought process.
You like what I'm doing here?
Yeah.
All right. Tiki's impressed by my list.
I don't know if Ben Johnson is going to be copacetic with Aaron Rodgers.
No, Aaron Rodgers is gone. He's dead to us.
Mm. No.
Do you mind if I borrow that from you, sir?
Yeah, you can. But
thank you.
Really?
Yes! I'm going to run it back with Aaron Rodgers next year? You know what? Let me rephrase that. If I got Ray Agnew to be my general manager, I'm going to say to Ray, it's your decision. If you want Aaron Rodgers, cool. If you don't, get rid of him. You're the general manager. You're the decider.
I just see what the Detroit Lions do with Jared Goff, and it is nothing like what the Jets do with Aaron Rodgers.
That's a part of why I think they would get rid of Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, you're right.
Now, can I give you my last name?
Go ahead.
So I've gone long and hard about this name. This is a guy that's won before. I'm about to name a general manager that's won a Super Bowl. I'm about to name a general manager that, for whatever reason, has not worked in the NFL as a GM in 7 years.
Mm.
But it is somebody you know. And I don't know if your initial reaction is going to be glowing or negative. I genuinely have no idea. So what about Jerry Reese as the next general manager.
I just
of the New
saw
York
Jerry Reese at the Giant 100 thing.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Interesting.
What has Jerry Reese been doing?
I have no idea. All I know is he was a GM in New York. They won a Super Bowl. It did not end well. And I think we all know that. Like the roster building.
He did put together two Super Bowl teams.
That's why
And his 07 draft had probably as many contributors from a draft class that any Super Bowl team had.
Yeah.
So, I mean, has he not worked in the league since?
He's interviewed for jobs. Like, I think he... What job did he interview for last year, Sean?
Whenever the Cardinals just hired their GM, maybe 2 years ago, he was in on that
job. So he's in the circle of trying to get a job.
But he has not had a job in the league since he left the Giants?
I'm not seeing an official listing since he was dismissed. Wow. That was the Ben McAdoo year.
I'm intrigued by Jerry Reese. I'm not saying he's at the top of my list, but you know, we talk about guys that have done it before. We talk about someone who can help turn this franchise around. He was a part of something successful in this town.
Right. He won two championships.
So, yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's an interesting one.
The thing about Agnew and Bargonzi and Greenberg is they're all executives that you hope take the next step and become great, like Joe Douglas. We have no idea. Jerry Reese has had the top job before, so I throw his name in there as an option because for a lot of Jet fans who are my age, they like to say, we need the Bill Parcells of our era. Bill saved us from the Richie Kotite era. And while he did, I don't think there's a Bill Parcells walking around. Bill Belichick's the closest thing, and he hates Woody Johnson.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's not going to take the job.
No, but as much as people want to keep pointing to that, I don't see him being with the New York Jets in any capacity.
Should Woody or Chris make the phone call? Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. You should always make the phone call.
Can you imagine how awkward that's going to be?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but just imagine how awkward that's going to be.
That's their problem.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You know who should make the phone call?
The relationship matters.
I know who has his phone number, and they've had a relationship in the past. I think there's only one guy who should make the phone call to Bill Belichick.
Bad job by me.
Joe Beningo.
Joe B.
He knows Bill. Bill, let me die. I know you, bro. I got to ask you a crazy freaking question.
Hey, you want to be the Jets? You want to come to the Jets and be the GM or maybe?
We'll give you everything. We'll give you $20 million a year and everything. All right, let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019.
We do have I would say semi-minor breaking NFL news in our town.
Go ahead.
The Giants have signed another quarterback.
Who?
Tim Boyle.
What am I, a mirage?
This from Art Stapleton moments ago.
What?
They're signing Tim Boyle. They are signing him to the practice squad, but the belief is this is where the injury guarantee comes in. They want a third quarterback in the room to make sure Jones never sees that field.
They're making sure that Daniel never gets on the field again. Because there was a question the other day of, hey, what if DeVito gets hurt and Locke gets hurt? Could Daniel play again? I think they're telling you, no, he's not playing again.
So in honor of Joe Douglas being dismissed, Tim Boyle has been signed to the New York Giants.
Congratulations. Let's get to your calls. Bobby's on Long Island. What's up, Bobby?
All right. Speaking of Tim Boyle, I got a number of things to say, so please don't hang up on me. Tim Boyle, okay. They fired the assistant general manager today, okay? The real general manager should have fired that they can't get rid of his Rodgers, and for Rodgers. He brought in all this crap from Green Bay. Okay, Boyle, he sabotaged his team last year by bringing in Boyle. That's his buddy. Wanted him as a backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. Now, Evan, this really pertains to you.
Go
sorry,
ahead.
Tiki. Look at Ackerson. Okay, Durant and Irving bring them. brought in their own coach in Nash. They wanted Atkinson out, a real good coach.
Yeah.
Had the desk playing hard. They got rid of Jared Allen, got DeAndre Jordan. Now look at Atkinson now. He's 15-0 in his first year as a Cavalier coach. This is what I'm saying. When you have players come in here, I don't blame the owner, obviously. You know, he's the one that runs the show.
I gotta tell you, I mean, Aaron, you make a good point.
What, that the Jets are the Nets?
No, maybe not, but you can't have players coming in and making decisions about stuff that they shouldn't be making decisions about.
No, it backfires. I think he's right.
Atkinson is like the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, maybe they have a little bit of a soft schedule, but they're undefeated.
No, listen, I don't want to...
And he was good with the Nets.
For a myriad of reasons, I do not want to refight the decisions that the Nets made 4 years ago. A, it's the Nets, and B, it was 4 years ago.
The Nets still in the league.
I'm talking about that, but the point is correct.
Yes, stars running teams don't seem to work.
It does not. It never works.
But Joe...
LeBron might be the only one, and that's because it's LeBron. Like, he's the GOAT.
Right.
Not the GOAT. I mean, Jordan's the GOAT, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Doing that. He's the best at doing that.
No, I get that. And I think that Aaron Rodgers had a hand in a lot of decisions that they made.
Clearly,
but let's not excuse Joe Douglas overall failed. He did. I mean, 30-64 speaks for itself. A lot of the 30-64 came before Aaron Rodgers ever walked through the door.
Right.
So it's fair to criticize Aaron Rodgers. I'm with you on that. And in this moment, I don't want him back next year. I have no interest in him coming back next year. But let's not use it as almost an excuse to defend where Joe Douglas failed. Because Joe Douglas failed plenty. Erickson Rivervale. What's up, Eric?
What's happening, boys? How we doing?
Good, man.
Oh, God, the Jets. I mean, I just, Evan, as Jets fans, it's like, it's remarkable how it continues to get worse. It really is.
Yes.
And this is just another example of how inept and just incompetent Woody Johnson is as an owner.
Yeah.
And right now, this is the stuff that we worried about 6 months ago, even 12 months ago, when we knew that the Aaron Rodgers thing was happening. Like, this is actually worse than what we thought it could possibly be, because now... Right. Where do they go? And I don't know the answer to that because, like, you can't move past Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's coming back next year.
Devastating. Eric, I disagree with that. I don't think we have to be committed to Aaron Rodgers coming back. What we need to be committed to is that whoever Woody hires, and hopefully it's the right guy, gets to decide it.
Yeah.
4 more years.
He needs to decide it. Look, I have my opinion, but what I want more than anything else is the owner to hand the keys to this franchise to somebody competent to run it without Woody or Christopher getting involved. And if that person says and sells me at a press conference, you know what, guys? I'm going to make it work with Aaron. Now, I have a long-term plan too, but in the short term, we can win with Aaron. Then as much as I may disagree with that, I'll say, all right, at least I have a sane football executive making that decision.
You're right.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.